Little update there, fellas. Text Courtney. Text the wife. No clue.
This is so good.
She had no clue. Never heard of that in life, was her response. Canadian tuxedo. She's shopping it to her friends.
The way you told me, she said it was freaking hilarious.
Nope. Never heard of it.
I've only met your wife once, but I can just, like, for some reason imagine her like,
never in life heard of that. And then it followed up when I explained to her exactly what it is. Never in life heard of that. It's a new one. That damn denim on denim ain't just denim on denim, baby. That's a name for it. Name for the damn thing. Shout out to that. All right, coming up here in a little bit, you'll get T-Mill's Best Bets next segment, and you'll get to hear from Carlos Correa as he speaks to the media for the first time as newly this time, this go-around, as a Houston Astro. But Nick Caley spoke today a little bit, and he spoke about a few things about his offense, but in specific, he spoke about just kind of the bodies and all the things around C.J. Stroud that he's kind of dealt with today and throughout training camp as they've tried to do things within the passing game. Here's Nick Caley talking about some of the obstacles for C.J. Stroud today.
Well, I mean, I think it's everything. I think it's timing. I think it's, you know, being a little, you know, anchoring a little bit more at times in the protection piece of it, being able to play more on time, you know, got to do a better job myself, maybe getting some more quick options there early on too. I think it's collectively, it's everything. It's not just one person. It's never just one person or one facet. Just think we got to continue to all evolve and get better, you know, collectively.
Real quick, Clint, I know there was a piece in there that you loved that maybe bordered upon football horny. What's your thoughts right now in terms of Nick's ability to get you there? I mean, Bobby Slowick. Now he could.
Bobby could do it now.
Oh, he would football horny you every week.
Did you see Tyreek Hill crediting him with learning this Miami offense that he's been in 3 years?
He said he didn't get it for 3 years.
Didn't get it for 3 years. Bobby Slowick saved the day.
Dang it, Bobby, that's exactly what we don't want.
Yeah, look, all of this stuff starts, you know, all of this stuff starts with the ability, I think, to communicate, you know, what they're doing on the field or what their expectations are. And I think Nick Caley is a very good communicator. And now, again, whether he's a good play caller or not, we'll see. I mean, we're not going to see any of this until rubber meets the road on a Sunday afternoon when it matters. But, I love the way that he appears to be transparent and talk the game. And the audio you just played in particular, I've said it a million times. I think it's winning offensive football. I think it's the best version of C.J. Stroud that we've seen and that we will see. And I think it's the way you win on the offensive side. And you gotta play on time. You gotta get the football out of your hands and protect the offensive line. The more the quarterback goes out there, and even if the coverage dictates that you hold the football and throw it down the field, the more you do that, the more difficult it's going to be on the offensive line, and the more errors they're going to make, and the more hits the quarterback's going to take. They got to play on time, right? I think what that piece of audio right there, Ron. In just a short amount of time, Nick Caley talked about anchoring down, right? In other words, is C.J. Stroud getting to his drop point? Is he moving in the pocket, staying anchored, keeping his cleats in the turf, keeping his eyes down the field, and being able to navigate the chaos and deliver the football down the field? He's got to be able to do that. You asked the question last week of, how much did the previous year, how much of a toll did it take on C.J. Stroud? Mm-hmm. And is he quote-unquote seeing ghosts? You didn't say that. I'm just using that. Is he seeing things? Is he struggling handling the pressure? Is he bailing the pocket too early? That's a very real question, right? So when I hear the offensive coordinator talking about anchoring down, you got to anchor down. I mean, that's if that's being communicated to C.J. Stroud, it's absolutely beautiful. Play the game on time. Right, if that's what the offensive coordinator is telling C.J. Stroud, it's absolutely beautiful. Right, if it's not there, don't wait on it. Get the ball out. It helps everybody. And then the offensive coordinator's talking about, you know what? maybe I didn't give him enough quick opportunities today. Again, exactly what I want my offensive coordinator saying at this point in camp. Now, I don't like the reason he's saying it. I don't like the question that he's answering, right? Too much chaos around the quarterback's feet, too much pressure on the quarterback, offensive line's not holding up. Like, I don't like the reason why he's saying what he's saying, but I do love the messaging that's coming out of the offensive coordinator's mouth.
Like I said to you, man, I've been holding this a little bit. I'm panicked. And I know it's early. And if you want to express that or you completely disagree with what I'm saying, I think it's fair. But I can't help it. I can't help when we're reading, watching, seeing what we're seeing every day. I am greatly concerned about the offensive line and how much they are going to potentially handcuff Nick Cayley and CJ Stroud and this offense. Like I said, man, Nico Collins is the truth. He's a top 10 receiver in this league. It's legit. I think Christian Kirk is one of the best slots in the league, and we're already seeing it. By the way, hell of a battle between him and Jalen Petrie today. Higgins, we talked about it earlier this week. There seems to be a potential role for him to make some plays. Noel, there seems to be a role for him to make some plays. Brevin Jordan, if he can stay healthy, there looks to be a role. Dalton Schultz, I like the potential. Joe Mixon healthy and Nick Chubb. I like the potential of the skills and what they could bring to the table. But I am very, very concerned about that offensive line. I just
– You went very, very, huh?
I'm panicked. Let me take it to the step forward. Multiple varies and panicked. And
remember Show Mama, don't you?
I'm not going to lie to you. It's
I remember her.
It was
worrying ass.
Yeah, I am.
No, seriousness, dude.
That's fine.
I am.
Like, I'm not just talking to you of anybody, because I'm certain there are people who are driving around saying, God, you know, whatever you're saying. But from the jump, I was skeptical of what they decided to go and how they decided to attack this big issue. And, yeah, Clint, I knew it might be a slow start, but damn. They've practiced 8 days. It's not that they have just struggled.
Oh, no.
It's not that they have, you know, gotten the best of them. They've got their ass kicked 7 of the 8 days.
Ooh.
Right? There ain't blitzing. There ain't no stunts. They ain't doing any of that.
Yeah.
They're just whooping their ass straight up. And so, Clint, I just, like, when you think about it, it's the biggest person of upside that I like is the rookie, Ursary. But I, you know, Titus may be playing out of position. You got a 6th round center. Could he be Jason Kelce, who was also drafted in the 6th round? I guess probably not. And then you got, you know, Andrews, who New England was good on, right? And Lakin Tomlinson, who was a cheap addition that didn't grade high, and Cam Robinson, who didn't grade high, especially in pass protection. And now we've walked out here and watched him. And you have come in here multiple times. It was an ass kicking. It wasn't good. It was bad. Worse than that. I know it's early, and they should have time to grow and get better. But this is they've given me no reason to believe that this thing is going to get fixed and allow CJ Stroud to be what I believe the great player he can be.
Well, I'll give you two things. I think for me, because you're not wrong. I mean, you're not wrong, and I'm just not on that level yet. No, there's two things.
I get you.
Two things for me. Number one, what I've watched in training camp. Yes, there's been a lot of pressure, but I see a pocket that's collapsing from the edges. That's what I see consistently. Right. That is different than what we saw last year. Last year, it was the inside guard, center guard pressure that concerned me the most. If you listen to this show, you know that. That's the inability to handle a TN stunt was wild by the guards in the center, right? And so that's not what we're seeing right now. We are seeing some tackles that are struggling, put on islands versus two of the top 10, top 8, top 6 maybe edge rushers in the game. And they're struggling, no doubt about it. Got to get fixed. I'm not minimizing it, but it just clarifying that. That doesn't concern me as much as just the chaos that was, right? Yeah. So that number one. Number two, I am leaning heavily into, Ron, if Nick Caley can't fix, let's say, and I say fix is a strong word. If he can't improve,
yeah,
the quarterback's communication, the quarterback playing on schedule, the offensive line handling some little stunts and their ability to communicate where the hell they need to go. If he can't improve the run game, if he can't improve the tight end play and how they're used in this offense, and if he can't move Nico Collins around, for telling us to exhaustion about how get my best players to play to their strengths, right? If he can't get Nico Collins moved around, if he has to, get Nico Collins moved around and get him the ball in creative ways. Like, if he just does three of those things at an average level, the protection's going to be significantly better. So I'm leaning more into
The stuff outside of the five up front?
Not just that, because I think it starts with what you're talking about. And yes, but I mean, you know, if he can't just – getting this protection to an acceptable level should not be difficult. And if Nick Caley can't do that, then, boy, D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio, they struck again. They struck out again. You know, I mean, it is – there's so many angles to approach and so many places to where you can get just a tad bit better that this. So I say all that to say that's why I'm not concerned about what I'm seeing right now.
Yeah. I don't think that they will not. I think they potentially will make better adjustments and quicker adjustments that were made from last year. I agree with that if it comes down to it. But I also think those adjustments will then be, all right, we just have to work around that deficiency. And to me, working around that deficiency limits things, limits you to do all the things, like things that you want to do, and limits what CJ Stroud and the weapons are capable of doing, because you have to work around your potential deficiency with the offensive line. And I know you've said there's quick game and there's ways you can do it that are really, really effective. But in my mind, I think at some point it's about to be, all right, we know what they're going to do. They can't hold up in our pass rush for long. So we're going to choke down on these guys, and we're going to play everything within 10, 15 yards of the line of scrimmage.